Hi, this is Melissa Faulkner coming to you from Durham, North Carolina. Today we're going to talk about three phrasal verbs: follow through, turn out, go through with. And each of these phrasal verbs, they all mean something kind of similar, which is to complete or to finish something. That could be an activity, an event, a task, a promise, an idea. But in each case, they mean to finish or to complete something until the very end. So for each of these phrasal verbs, I'm going to give three sentences and then go through an explanation of how to use the phrasal verb in the sentence. So let's get started with the first phrasal verb, follow through. Sentence number one, playing on the competitive soccer team was hard, but Sharon wanted to follow through with the season. So in this case, Sharon is playing on a soccer team. It's competitive. That means that it's hard. The players are very good. Maybe the practices are very hard. Maybe Sharon is thinking that she wants to quit this team, that it's a little harder than she thought it was going to be. But instead, she decides to follow through with the season, or she decides to continue playing until the season is finished, until it's over. Sentence number two. Kayla has not followed through on any of the art projects that she started in class this school year. So in this case, Kayla has started a number of projects. Maybe she started a watercolor one and then didn't like it, so she stopped. Maybe she started a crayon coloring, but also got bored with it, and so she stopped. So she hasn't finished any of her art projects. She started a lot of projects, but she hasn't followed through until any of them were completed. Sentence number three. Jerry knew that he wasn't able to throw the ball very far because he wasn't able to follow through with his left arm. Now, in this case, follow through means something a little bit different. It means to complete a motion. So in this case, Jerry's playing baseball. He wants to see if he can throw the ball far. But since he's not able to follow through, he's not able to complete the motion like he should. So he can't throw the ball very far. He wasn't able to follow through. Let's go ahead and move on to our second phrasal verb, turn out. Now, turn out means that something finishes or something completes the way that you thought it would. So if something turns out the way you thought it would, it finishes or it completes the way you had thought in your mind that it would finish or complete. So let's go to our sentences for some examples. Sentence number one. After it rained all day, Kyle knew that his outdoor birthday party wasn't going to turn out the way he hoped it would. So in this case, Kyle has been planning a birthday party. He maybe had thoughts in his mind about how the birthday party was going to turn out, how it was going to look, how his friends were going to feel, what activities were going to happen. But then it started to rain. And when it rains and you have an outdoor birthday party, you know it's either going to be canceled or it's going to be moved inside. So in this case, things didn't turn out the way that Kyle thought. They didn't finish the way that Kyle thought that they would. Sentence number two. When the wedding was over, Justine felt like everything turned out much better than her mother said it would. So in this case, Justine is getting married. She's been planning a wedding. When you plan a wedding, there's lots of different things to think about: the food, the band, the invitations, the ceremony, all of these things that have to come together. Justine had been thinking about them in her mind and had been picturing them and thought that when the wedding was over, she had an idea of what it might look like. So in this case, Justine was very happy because everything turned out the way she thought it would. It was completed the way she thought that it was going to be completed. Sentence number three. Jamie and Sam only invited 25 people to their house to watch the game, but 50 people turned out. So in this case, turned out has a little bit different meaning. In this case, it means how many people show up to something. If they say that 50 people turned out, that means that 50 people showed up. So when the event was over, when it was completed, when it was finished, they could count and say that 50 people had turned out. So they'd only invited 25 people, but 50 people actually ended up coming. Let's move on to our next phrasal verb, go through with. Now, again, go through with means that something comes to completion or something goes all the way to the end until it's finished. So let's start with sentence number one. Calum decided to go through with the airplane trip to Hawaii, even though he didn't like flying. So in this case, Calum is going to go on a trip to Hawaii. He's probably very excited about the trip, except that he doesn't like to fly on planes. So he has to decide, do I not go on the trip because I don't like to fly, or do I deal with flying because I really want to go on this trip to Hawaii? So in this case, he does decide to go through with the trip because he's really excited about going to Hawaii. He completes the airplane trip in order to get to Hawaii. Sentence number two. Even though she is nervous, Janie decided to go through with the performance on stage because she signed up 2 months ago. So in this case, Janie is performing on stage. This could be she's playing the piano, she's doing a dance, she's doing something that's going to be on stage in front of an audience. So you can imagine she's feeling kind of nervous, she's a little bit anxious. Maybe she's even thinking about backing out and not doing it. She's going to stay home because she's so nervous. But she decides to go through with the performance because she already signed up 2 months ago. She feels an obligation to continue to perform, and so she goes through with the performance, or she completes the performance. Sentence number three. Jessica was right in the middle of a terrible headache, but had to go through with the weekly meeting in her boss's office. So in this case, Jessica has already planned a meeting with her boss. Maybe it's a meeting that they have every week. She's really feeling like she needs to go to this meeting because it's her boss, and it probably her job depends on it. But she's got this really terrible headache, so she has to decide again, do I stay in my office and rest because I have a headache, or do I go to the meeting with my boss? So probably she decides that going to the meeting with her boss is a better decision. So she goes through with the meeting. She completes the meeting even though she has a headache. So as you can see, each of these phrasal verbs, follow through, turned out, go through with, each of them have a slightly similar meaning in that you are completing something or you are finishing something until the very end. So in all of these cases, you can kind of think of what would it be like if this thing was finished. I hope these explanations have helped you understand these phrasal verbs, and I hope to have the chance to talk to you about some more phrasal verbs in the future. Thanks.